Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you, and I would like to talk today about adversity. What comes to mind when you hear that word adversity? It can have a negative connotation. I know that in our society, a lot of times we are trying to avoid adversity, that it sounds like it's going to be a hardship, a catastrophe, a calamity. It's going to be misery, a mishap. Let me know in a comment below a synonym that you could give, or maybe an example of adversity. I know that many of us have been going through very adverse experiences over the last couple of years. Many of you have lost loved ones. You've lost your job. You've had to move. You've lost friends and family, maybe that are still alive, but you have had broken relationships. You may have had financial hardships, physical and, health problems as well related to all of this because of all of the stress. So when we think about adversity, it doesn't normally come to mind as something that's positive. But what I want to talk about today is the advantages of adversity. How can we take what is presented to us as something negative, as something harmful, as something to be avoided, and how can we use that to thrive and grow? If you've been watching any of my shows over the last 2.5 years, you know that I am all about positive encouragement. I am all about looking for positive ways to create solutions and strategies, resources, remedies, tips and techniques so that we can keep our head above the waves in these stormy seas of life. I've helped businesses stay open over the last couple of years once they knew that there were no laws that required them to close. I've helped people get in for their medical treatments without being discriminated against in terms of having to show their papers. And I've got videos, many, many, many videos on my Healthy American channel, all about religious rights, about your medical rights, about getting your kids out of school. So I'm very much solutions oriented. Now, a couple of days ago, I was feeling very, very low because of the outcome of the selections. I live in California. It's a very shut down state. There is a tyrannical governor. And I know that many of you are experiencing the same kind of thing in your states. Stay tuned because coming up next week, I'm going to be sharing with you a video of some data that I came across about the most free states in the Union. It's very interesting. Gosh, I'm just trying to capture the end of the light here. This is a pre-recorded premiere for you. But what I wanted to let you know is that adversity is something that is a part of life. And it's been my experience and how I have been able to handle adversity is number one, the number one way is to recognize that it is a part of life. Stormy seas are going to happen. And what can be defined as a stormy sea for me might be different than a stormy sea for you. I remember some years ago when I was very active in participating and contributing and running grief share groups for people that had loss and grief in their life, that there was a tendency among people to rank their losses as if you have no idea what I'm going through. You know, my losses are worse than yours. And well, that happened a long time ago. How could you still be grieving it? And there was one case of a woman whose bird had passed away and she was devastated. And there was a sense that like, it's just a bird among some people. And I remember my heart going out to her because all losses are significant and they're significant to the individual feeling it. So what might be times of adversity for you may not be seen that way as someone else. And I want to validate and acknowledge that these hardships should be grieved and they should be acknowledged. And I'm nowhere, no how, no way ever am I advocating that you hop, skip, and jump over your sorrows and that you brush aside your emotions and that you, dry off your tears and pick yourself up and stop your belly aching. That's not anything that I have ever advocated. It's the exact opposite. I have many videos where I describe how to feel your emotions, process your emotions, work through them, express them, and release them so that they don't hold you back. So I do want to acknowledge that loss happens. It can be very tragic. It can be very, it can just grip us and can make it very difficult for us to move ahead in life. And I also believe that part of that is because our society tells us that. And on the one hand, we're not allowed to feel the grief, to express it, to experience it. We are told to forgive and forget and to move on. And then on the other hand, we are told that it's so devastating to our life. How could you ever go on? And those are kind of mixed messages. What I want to talk about here is how to use adversity so that you can grow and to look at what you're going through from another frame of reference. I've worked with so many people that have had adverse actions taken against them at the woke place, as I call it, where they have been a loyal employee for many years. And some of them are new employees. It doesn't matter. Being discriminated against is never okay. There are laws that protect people like you and me and everyone from being discriminated against based on race, on age, your sex, your ethnic background. So that means whether you have an accent or not. Basically, that also would cover your appearance, your skin color, and your religion. Also, other laws protect against discrimination based on any disability or perceived disability. So if there is someone that has trouble with their knee, they cannot be expected to take the stairs. That's why elevators exist in buildings. And that's why there are, parking places and restrooms that are designed for handicapped individuals, because the law recognizes that we should not have to go through additional adversity based on these protected characteristics. So I want to think about what we all have been going through. Many cases of adversity, lost jobs, broken relationships, health conditions, financial problems, and all of that. It is so understandable and easy for many of us to feel stuck in adversity. Now, those are the circumstances that we are faced with. But then what happens is we add on a layer of suffering by asking questions such as, why me? Why did this happen? Why now? And second guessing our decisions or our lack of decisions, what we did, what we didn't do. And we can add on additional emotions that can help us feel stuck. And I know, been there, done that. I probably will do it again. When I was feeling quite low, and I have been over the last couple of days, given what's been going on in California and around the world, it is so easy to feel that adversity has the upper hand, that the evildoers are going to win. Why do I keep fighting? Why am I still doing this? Why don't I just give up, give in, and give over my freedom because it's too much to keep fighting? And I know people that have done that. I've had people that have come to me after they have gotten the cooties cocktail because they were in fear of losing their job. And as it turns out, the employer wanted a second one and a third one. And they finally, the employee said, I don't want to do this anymore. Can you help me, Peggy? Yes, I can. We have helped many, 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 many people remain free of those additional cocktails, because the fact is, even though you've had one or two or maybe even three, you still have the right of no consent to anything that is an objection to God. And God objects to you polluting your body and polluting the body temple. And I can help you with that as well. You can study a lot of the free videos that I have here. But the point being is this: when we are faced with adversity, we can cave in, like many people have done. We can fight against it. We can sort of throw up our hands and be psychologically repressed and despairing, or we can look at it differently and say, how can I grow from this? Friends, I realize that I am losing the light, and this is not going to be a very, very bright video. So let me see if I can get in the light here a little bit more. What I wanted to, trying to get this a little better for you. Hopefully the content is going to be more important than the light. Let me try to get the light better. I'll hop right back on with you. Okay, I think this might be a little bit better for the last couple of minutes here. What I would like to hear from you, in a comment below, how you have grown from adversity. Think about some of your greatest accomplishments in your life. This is a technique that I use when I am feeling down, when I am feeling like the world is against me. And trust me, I may come here with a smile on my face, which is my natural cheerful outlook, but there are times when I feel the full force of the evildoers that are attacking me, the vindictive individuals that only want to destroy, that are not able to use their power for good, their creative power that God has imbued them with. So imagine if all of these naysayers and the evildoers actually, instead of destroying actually created. And that's what I'm here to do, is to create something better. And sometimes it, many times it begins with an outlook, because your outlook can directly affect your outcome. So feeling very despairing the other day, and I thought to myself, you know, at least I'm not the one promoting abortion and the culture of death. At least I'm speaking out against it. At least I am looking for solutions, even if I don't have all of the answers. At least I am taking care of myself and educating myself and staying connected. And I'll use phrases like that, at least. At least it's not me that is requiring others to become a human pincushion. At least it's not me that is discriminating against others because of protected characteristics. And it might only be a band-aid or a very minor balm for those of you that are struggling, but it is a place to start. When I think about my best accomplishments in my life, they have been born from adversity. Very often we will forget that part of the game. By game, I just mean we will forget that part of what we've been through in our life, and we will take that out of the equation. And it's very important to remember that some of our greatest accomplishments have been born in times of greatest adversity. The opposite of adversity is resilience. And resilience is a word that the bad guys have tried to take. They've taken that over, like they've taken over many other words, where basically, you know, like the word essential now has kind of been tainted by the evildoers as well. But I want to bring back that word resilience, because resilience means that you can bounce back in the face of adversity, that you can come back stronger, higher, better than ever. So forget the old normal, forget the new normal. I want better than normal. I want to leave you with this image. And this is what I think about for myself. I'm a swimmer. I love the ocean. I love being in pools. I just love being in the water. And think about a beach ball in the water. And when you push it down a little bit, it'll bounce back. If you push it down further, it'll bounce higher. If you submerge that beach ball with both hands and push it down with all your might and let go, it is going to bounce back higher, stronger, than ever. And that's exactly the imagery that I like to hold on to. So these evildoers think that they are going to stop us from fighting back. These evildoers think that we are going to give in, give up, and give over our freedoms, that we are no longer going to be connecting, taking action, becoming educated, waking up others. They have another thought coming. It is in adversity that our greatest triumphs happen. So rather than shy from it and say, I can't believe it. And right now you might be saying, Peggy, you have no idea what I'm going through. No, I don't, but God does. And I want you to pray. And I want you to know that I am praying for you. Pastor David and I and our Beach Church, we pray for all those that are suffering this adversity. It is not easy. I never said it was, but easy is not always good. There is always another way. I want you to make a list today of at least three things that you can do in the face of adversity where the evildoers cannot get a hold of you. Can you pray? Can you sing? Can you be connected with others? Can you find joy in your everyday despite what you are going through? That is my hope and prayer for you. Just having that outlook of I can grow from adversity. It does not need to keep me down. Think of that beach ball bouncing back. And that is what has helped me keep my head above the waves of these stormy seas of life over the couple of years. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of my journey as well. I was only able to film this video as a premiere. I apologize for the quality of the light, but I do hope and pray that the message I brought is a source of its own light for you. All right, friends, I will see you soon in an upcoming video, always over at thehealthyamerican.org. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being a healthy American. And thank you for standing and fighting for what is right, even in the face, especially in the face of adversity.